All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Mem Beis 42. We are picking up Baruch Hashem on Mem Aleph, Amud Beis 41b, second to last line from the bottom, right at the two dots, Mesve. Our share this morning is dedicated by Manfred and Elaine Mizels in honor of the 50th wedding anniversary of Dr. Joseph and Ellen Miller. We hope that in the merits of our Talmud Torah, they, Millers, will enjoy many, many years of marital bliss together. Admeh ve'esim shanim tovos. All right, we'll say, let's begin. Mesve, Selima raises Akasha. B'damim hanitonin al mizbeach hachitzom. So we'll say, now take a look at Rashi for just a moment. B'medar amurim, what are we referring to over here? Says Rashi, B'tosefta dezvachimi b'medar amurim, t'be'matana achas pigel. So we'll remember again, we were discussing the interesting machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim yesterday, namely about how pigel is affected. So remember again, the Gemara led off yesterterday with a Mishnah that said pigel bekometz velo belavona, belavona velo bekometz. What happens if a person has a pigel intent by one part of the mincha offering, but not by the mincha offering in its entirety? So for example, you have pigel intent ultimately by the kometz, but not by the lavona, or vice versa. Rabbi Meir says it's pigel, and the Chachamim say it's not pigel. The position of the Chachamim is quite clear, which is the Chachamim say that a carbon cannot become pigel, until when? At shiifagel b'chol hamatir. Until you have a pigel intent in every one of the matirim, of every one of the necessary carbonic processes. Rabbi Meir Abosei said, now the sheet of Rabbi Meir is somewhat shrouded in controversy. There are two possible explanations of Rabbi Meir. It could either be that Rabbi Meir holds that you mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that you can make pigul even if what? Even if you only have pigul intent by one of the matirin. That's possible. The second possibility of Rabbi Meir is kala osa al das rishona hu osa. That Rabbi Meir says when you lead off with a machshavas pigul, even if what? Even if you don't have continuous machshavas pigel, the carbon is nevertheless compromised. Those are the two possible explanations, ultimately, of Rabbi Meir. Now, the Gemara ends off yesterday, the way we ended off, is seemingly saying that Rabbi Meir does not hold that kola osa al das rishon osa. He rejects that idea. He doesn't say that once you have intent, that intent follows you the whole way through. Rather, it seems to be that the sheet of Rabbi Meir is that once you have machshavas pigel by one of the avodas, that machshava carries all the way through. So the Navi Gemara will say challenges this. He said the Gemara is asking Akasha Medar Murim, when do we say that ultimately, again, if you have a machshavas pigel by one of the matanos, that ultimately it works? We'll say that's only on blood applications on the outer mizbeach. Rashi says bedamim hachitzonim shumatana achas mataris mefagelas ban. See, Rabbi say by blood applications by the outside mizbeach, the halacha is that really you just require one application, one hazah. So therefore, by the mizbeach hachitzon, if you only require one hazah, if you have machshavas pigel by one hazah, that is enough ultimately again to go ahead and make the carbon pigel. Aval, both at top of membeis, aval b'damim hanitonin al mizbeach hapnimi kigon arboim v'sholosh yom kippurim. So we'll say, but when it comes to the blood applications on the inner mizbeach, for example, like the 43 blood applications of Yom Kippur, or va'achadasar shapal koin mashiach, or the 11 blood applications of the par koin mashiach, or va'achadasar shapar helam davar shel tzibor, or the 11 blood applications ultimately again of the par helam davar shel tzibor. So we'll say in all of these cases, pigel bein barishona ubein b'shnia ubein b'shlishis. If you had a machshavas pigel, I will say either by the first set of blood applications, the second set, or the third set. Rabbi Meir omer pigel. Rabbi Meir says the carbon is pigel. V'chayovin alav karis, and you will be chayiv karis. V'chachamim omrim ein bo karis ad shi pagel b'chol hamatir. On the other hand, the chachamim hold that the carbon does not, you are not chayiv karis, carbon does not become pigel until you have machshavas pigel when? B'chol hamatir. In every step, ultimately, again, of the matirin, of the carbonically mandated processes. Take a look at Rashi, which is the moment Rabbi will say. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata bin abadim. So Rashi here, again, we'll see. Look at this Rashi, and Rashi goes through where we get to 43 by Yom Kippur, although we're going to challenge that number in just a moment. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, what this Gemara is saying over here is as follows. That when do we say that matana achas is mefagel? That's only ultimately, again, by damim hanitanana mizbeach achitzon. Where me'ikar adin, all you need is one hazah to make it kosher. But ultimately, again, by the blood applications on the inner mizbeach, apparently you require some complete avodah in order to make it pigel. Suppose I said to Gemara, what do we see from here? Katani miha, what do we learn from here? Pigel, bein barushona, bein bishnia, bein bishlishis. Suppose here's what's interesting. What's interesting is as follows, that if you look at the wording of this Mishnah, so the Mishnah says, whether a person had a machshava spiegel, now both sides, it says, whether he had a machshava spiegel, ben berishona, ben bishnia, ben bishlishas, by the first, by the second, by the third, we'll say, so first, second, third over here, remember, doesn't mean one, two, and three, it means sets, or units of hazov. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, pigel ben berishona, bematonos shalifnai velifnim, which refer to the blood applications inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bein Bishnia, or the second set of Hazos, which is where? Ala Paroches, on the curtain of the Kodesh, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or Bein Bishlishis, on Mizbeach Hazov. Or you go ahead and you sprinkle the blood on Mizbeach Hazov, on the inner altar, the golden altar, which is the incense altar, inside the Kodesh. Upalik, and I will say, what do you see? That Rabbi Meir still goes ahead and still argues. Look at Rashi, Upalig, v'ka'ama Rabbi Meir, pigol, ve'in kan mishum das rishona. Nebosane, what do you see from here? Rabbi Meir still goes ahead and argues on this case. Nebosane, remember again, the Chachamim are true to their Shita. The Chachamim hold that halacha lemaisa, a carbon only becomes pigol when? Ad sheyifagel b'chol hamatirin. You have to have a machshavas pigol in every part of the carbonically mandated process. Now, the way we're leaving off over here is how, is that Rabbi Meir ultimately holds that kala osa adas rishonu osa. That's the Gemara's challenging. We wanted to suggest that the shita of Rabbi Meir is that once you have machshava spiegel in the beginning, that machshava carries all the way through to all of the other avodos as well. Now we quote this Mishnah. And what does Rabbi Meir say in this Mishnah? Rabbi Meir says, whether you have machshavas pigol, berishona, the first set of sprinkling, bishnia, the second set of sprinkling, bishlishis, the third set of sprinkling, the carbon is pigol. So we'll say, what do you see from here? Look at Rashi Upalig. Rashi says Upalig, become Rabbi Meir pigol. So Rabbi Meir holds that if you have a machshavas pigol during sets 1, 2, or 3, the carbon will be pigol. Ve'in kam yishum das rishona, ela de kasavar mefaglin bechatzi mater v'tiyutu de shlokish. So we'll say it's clear from the fact that Rabbi Meir holds that if you have machshavas pigol during sprinklings 1, 2, or 3, that the carbon can become pigol. Clearly says that what? Rabbi Meir doesn't subscribe to this concept of kala osa al das rishona osa, because we'll say these are cases where what? Where according to Rabbi Meir, even if you had machshavas pigol by the third unit of sprinkling, which is the sprinkling on the golden mizbeach, the carbon becomes pigol. We'll say that's not das rishona, that's das shlishis. And yet, what do you see? That Rabbi Meir still holds the carbon could become pigol, which shows you what? That Rabbi Meir's shita is not kala osa das rishona osa. That's not his shita. Rather, what is it? That ultimately, again, what we call mefaglin bechatzi matir. Mefaglin bechatzi matir, we'll say, means that if you have machshavas pigol, even by what? Even by one of the matir, by one of the avodos, ultimately, again, that is enough to make the carbon pigol. So says the Gemara, Amra b'Yitzchak bar Avin, hachamay askin, what's the case? Kigon shepigol b'shit b'shchita. We'll say, what's the case we're dealing with over here? The case over here that Rabbi Meir, that the Mishnah is referring to, is where a person had a machshavas pigol during the shechita. During the shechita, the chad matirhu. Ultimately, again, we'll say, because this is a case of chad matir. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Shepigol b'shechita. V'had kam Rabbi Meir, pagol b'shnia, pigol, kigon shenishpa chadam la'achar shenigmar matanos shebifnim. We'll say the case of Rabbi Meir is where a person had the machshavas pigol during the shechita. Now, we'll say, during the shechita is a complete avoda, and it's also what? The first avoda. I, but how do you apply that ultimately when Rabbi Meir says during the first set, the second set, or the third set? We're dealing with the case of Osset where, let's say, the blood spilled after the first set of Hazos. What happens if the blood spills after the first set of Hazos? You go ahead and you shecht another animal and use that blood for the second set, for the third set. Therefore, the Gemara is suggesting over here, it's quite a novel interpretation, that when Rabbi Meir says that you could have a machshavas pigel, I should say, that a machshavas pigel by the first set, second set, or third set is enough to make the carbon pigel. First, second, or third means in a case where you're shechting a new animal for the first, second, or third. In which case, again, Rabbi Osai is you're having a machshavas pigel during the shechita, and what? This, in fact, is an example of kala osa al das rishona hu osa. This will, in fact, be an example of someone who goes in and shechts and has machshavas pigel at the beginning of the avoda. The Gemara says, dechad matihu. Ultimately, again, it's one matir, the shechit, because the shechit is the first thing that's being done. The machshavas pigel is therefore, again, occurring at the first stage of the karban, and this can still be an example of kala osa al das rishona hu osa. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ihaki, if that's the case, my time with the Rabbanon. Well, say, if that's the case, then why do the Rabbanon hold in this case that the carbon won't be pigel? Amar Rava, man chacham, we'll say, so who are the chachamim? So Rabbi Elazar, the chacham reflective of Rabbi Elazar. We'll say, what does Rabbi Elazar hold? Rabbi Eliezer, disnan, hakomitz v'halavona v'aktores, u minchas kohanim, Uminchas koin mashiach, uminchas nisachim. Supposed to listen to this. So first of all, so let's read that again. This nan. Hakomets valavona vaktores. So we'll say Rabbi Eliezer holds as follows. The komets, which is the carbon mincha, the three fingerfuls of the carbon mincha, levona the frankincense, ktores, minchas kohanim, uminchas koin mashiach, uminchas nisachim, Shehekriv echos mehen kizayis bachutz. We'll say, if any of these karbanos, if you go ahead and you offer up a kizayis outside of the Beis HaMikdash, chayif, one is chayif. However, the Rabbi Eliezer poter, Rabbi Eliezer says you are poter, ad sheyakriv eskulon, until you offer up the karban in its entirety, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll say, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rabbi Eliezer, he, da'afilu bahalos chutz poter b'shnei matirin. Well, see, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that even for halos chutz, even for offering up a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, one is only chayiv when? One is only chayiv, ultimately, again, when one is offering up a carbon in its entirety outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But if one is only offering part of a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then what? Then halacha lemaisa, one is not chayav. It's a shita Rabbi Eliezer. B'shnei matirin. Amo, lav avoda hiklal, ad sheyigmar kol ha'avoda. We'll say Rabbi Eliezer's logic is, because an avoda is only considered to be a complete avoda if it's done in its entirety. Therefore, if you only offer up a kezayas of a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, one is not chayav for that. Va'af agav, daktaras kezayas, hava haktara kidiktani hasam. So the Gemara suggests, who are the Rabbanon in the Mishnah we quoted before? The Rabbanon is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is one who holds that if you go out and you offer up a kizayis outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not chayiv. So what do you see from here? You see from here that avoda is only considered to be avoda if what? If done in its entirety. Therefore, again, the Rabbanon, who is really Rabbi Eliezer, in the Mishnah will say, who disagree with Rabbi Meir, and say, therefore, if a person only has machshavas pigel, by what? By shechita, or by one of the avodos, that is not enough to make the carbon pigel. I will say, there is a group of what we'll call Karbanic purists or Karbanic absolutists who hold that halacha lemaisa, in order to affect the change in a karban, that change must be holistic. That change must be complete. Same way, you're only chayiv for shchutei chutz if you offer a korban in its entirety outside of the Beis Hamikdash. You're only chayiv ultimately again for pigul if you have in mind in the entire korban. But if you're just doing, if you're just what we'll call piecemeal violation, it's aser. Let's be clear, it's aser, and you have the ability to invalidate the korban, but it will not go ahead and make it pigul. I have Amar Rava, but Rava said, "Umod Rabbi Eliezer b'damim." But yet, one second, we learn that Rabbi Eliezer agrees. Ultimately, again, in a case of damim, which means what? That even one hazah b'chutz has the ability to go ahead and make the carbon pigul. So even Rabbi Eliezer, who normally holds that for shchutei chutz, you only chayiv if you do all of the avodos b'chutz. But ultimately, again, holds that blood applications, you will be chayiv even for hazah, one hazah. This man, because we'll say we learned, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Mimakom shepasak misham humaschil. Both say this is actually quite interesting because we learned that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon both say this is by the avod of Yom Kippur. Hold that from the place that where you stopped, that's where you pick up. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. This time we'll say it's in the intermediate lines of Rashi, about six lines down. This time Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon pligiat hanakam adamer nasan mikzas matano shebithnim. So they're dealing with the case of Yom Kippur. Let's say the following situation occurs in Yom Kippur. Some of the blood applications are done, and then what happens? The blood spills out. The blood spills out. So what's the halacha? Yavi dam acher v'yaschil betchila. So we'll say, so ultimately again, so the Tanakhama holds that if the blood spills, so what do you have to do? You have to start over. You have to bring a new animal and start over. Since the kapara was incomplete, if the blood spills, you have to begin the avoda again. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omrim. So what's Rabbi Elazar Shimon saying? No, you don't have to begin again. Rather, what do you do? You just bring a new animal, and what's Rabbi saying? You pick up from where you left off. Alma avodahi v'pigo lechiyev chutz kamdam. So what do you see from here? What you see from Rabbi is, now why is the Gemara bringing this up? Because what Eliezer essentially is holding is that when the avoda stops, by Yom Kippur, when the blood spills, you could pick up from where you left off. Which Rabbi Elazar tells you what? Partial avoda is significant as well. If partial avoda is significant as well, then what? Then even again, a machshavas pigul by one of the avodos should also be enough. And yet we're saying that the Rabbanon, who say that partial pigul doesn't do anything, reflects the view of Rabbi Eliezer. But even Rabbi Eliezer seems to be saying that what? That halacha lemaisa, partial blood avodos are significant. If that's the case, then partial blood avodos, ultimately again by pigul, should make a pigul as well. To which the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rava, what's the case over here? Kigon shepigul barishona v'shasak b'shnia. The chazar upigal b'shlishi. So this is actually quite interesting. So Rav said, what's the case? What's the case of the Mishnah we're dealing with over here? Where you had a machshavas pigal in the first part of the avoda. Shasak b'shnia. You had no machshava by the second part of the avoda. And you had another machshavas pigal by the third part of the avoda. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Ela Amar Rava. The olam b'shepigal b'azos. The case over here is where you had pigal ultimately again by the azos, Rashi says. What's the case? See, we thought ultimately that the case of the Mishnah is where, let's say again, you didn't have Machshavas Pigal by the first one, you had it by the second one, or by the third one, and then Rabbi Meir holds that it's Pigal, the Chacham say it's not. Now the only way to explain Rabbi Meir in that particular case is to say that what? That mefagel b'chatzi matir is pigul. That even if you have machshavas pigul by a partial avoda, that is enough ultimately to make the carbon pigul. But the Gemara is suggesting over here that that is not the case. Rather, what's the case? I'm finishing Rashi. Kigon kigon shepigul barishon of v'shasak b'shnei b'chazur pigul b'shlishes. But what's the case of the Mishnah is, and a machshavas pigul by the first avoda, no machshava by the second avoda, and another machshava by the third avoda. Uli olam times are remeir mishum the kasav shtika hashnia adas machshavas harishon nasas kris. So listen to this. So therefore, again, what's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is I'm doing the karban. I have a machshavas pigul by the first set of blood applications. I'm no machshava by the second set, and another machshava by the third set. Rabbi Meir says it's pigul. Why is it pigul? Rabbi Meir says because osa adas rishonahu osa. Whenever you go ahead, once you have machshava in the beginning, as long as you have no contrary machshava, that kavana carries through. The Rabbanan say it's not pigul. Why? Because the Rabbanan say you have to have an active machshava's pigul by every step of the avoda in order for it to become pigul. So the Gemara says, "Mal de temor." I have thought, "Isagadai tchal das vishonu." Mahadir piguli b'shlish eslamali. So you will say, "I might have thought that aloch lemaisa." According to Rabbi Meir, if you hold kala osa das machshava hu osa, then why does the individual need to have another machshava by the third set of hazos? Having a machshava ultimately again by the first set should be enough. And the fact that ultimately again he has another machshava by the third set tells me that what? That we don't say kala osa das rishono osa. Kamashwan, that's not the case. Kamashmalan, ultimately again, that halacha lemaisa, even though he has a machshava by the third set, that doesn't take away from the fact that kala osa das rishon osa. Look at Rashi again for one moment. Ma'u detema, arminan isak adaitcha kala osa das rishon osa, mehader piguli b'shlishis lamali, kamashmalan, kilomar, v'haydin nakat chazer upigal b'shlishis, rabusa shmoinan, the afag of the chazer upigal b'shlishis, arminan the shtika shnia, nami adas machshava kamaisi avas. What's the chiddush over here is, that what? We're saying that even though he's quiet during the second part of the avoda, we still attribute the das of the first part of the avoda to that second part of the avoda, and therefore what? The carbon is pigal. So what I say, therefore the way the Gemara is framing it over here is that halacha lemaisa, the machlokes in the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir is in the realm of kala osa das rishona osa. Rabbi Meir says, once you have das in the beginning, as long as you have no contrary das along the process, the carbon is pigal. The Rabbanan say, no, in order to become pigal, what do you have to do? You have to have kavanas pigal, what we call b'chala matirin, in every necessary step of the carbonic process. So maskiv le'ravashi, midishasa katani. Ravashi says, one second, the Mishnah says, shasak, right? So also, remember, the Lashon over here is pigal bein barishon, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishis, right? It doesn't say shasak. You're framing the case of where a person had machshavas pigal by the first and the third, but shasak, he was quiet by the second. That's not the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, bein barishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishis. El Amar Ravashi, you're right. Hachama askinun, what's the case? Kigon shepigal barishona, b'shnia, b'shlishis. We'll say the case over here is where he had active machshavas pigal by the first, second, and third hazos. Well, if that's the case, mal de tema, what would I have thought? Isagadait kakala osa das rishona osa, mehader pigule b'chol chad v'chad alamali. So we'll say, I don't understand. If that's the case, that he's having an active machshavas pigal by all three, then what? Then I would have thought as follows. Then obviously we're not holding of the concept of kola osa das rishono osa. Kamashmalan Rabbo say that what? That Rabbi Meir in fact holds kola osa das rishono osa. Even though the case of the Mishnah is where he has ultimately again machshavas pigal by hazos 1, 2, and 3. Even though Rabbi Meir technically does, Kamashmalan Rabbi Meir doesn't technically require that. Rabbi Meir holds that halacha lemaisa, as long as you had das rishona, that's enough. Amud Beis. Ivaha bein katani. One second, that's not what the Mishnah says. Right? The Mirabo say the Mishnah says bein. We'll say bein means what? Bein barishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shisha. So we'll say, what does bein mean? Bein means either one. But either one means that what? Not all of them. So how can you set this up as a case of where he's having machshavas pigal in every step of this process when this is clearly not what the Mishnah is saying? To which the Gemara says, Kasha, you know what? That is a good question. In other words, we'll say, so that undermines ultimately the effectiveness of that last approach. Amr, so we'll say, Viter. Amr Mar. So we'll say, so again, just to say what we're holding. So where are we holding? So remember again, here's the interesting part about this discussion. Everyone is going to agree that Rabbi Meir holds that if you have a machshavas pigal by some part of the avoda, technically, or I should say, everyone could hold the coin to Rabbi Meir, even though you don't have machshavas pigal throughout the entire avoda, technically the carbon can still become pigal. The shaila is why. So we'll say, so some hold, that's because Rabbi Meir holds, that mefagel b'chatzi matir. Rabbi Meir holds that Allah l'maisa, you could affect pigal through a machshavas pigal, even through only one of the avodos. The other opinion says no. Rabbi Meir's opinion is kala osa adas rishono osa. And in general, as long as you have das, ultimately by the first of the processes, that is enough to what? And you don't have contrary das, that makes it big. Of course, the nafka mina between those two approaches is what? Is whether or not, according to Rabbi Meir, the one avoda you have machshavas pigol in is the first one or not. According to the first approach, it could be any avoda or any hazah. According to the second approach, dafka has to be the first. According to the Rabbanon, the shitas of the Chum is obvious. Everyone's agreeing with that. Then Allah Chameister Karman only becomes pigol when? If you have machshavas pigol throughout the entire process. So Amar Mar Avashi. So Amar Mar, excuse me, Amar Mar. Rabbi Meir says, Chigol v'chayoven alav karis. So we'll say, go back for just a moment. Look at Rashi. Amar Mar. Aman dimi hadir lo ukmi taimdar emir mishum mefaglimar bechatsi matir. Kaparech nihi nami diba alma bekomets ulevona. Ikal emir mefaglimar bechatsi matir. Ela bechatsi zrika hechi am Rabbi Meir Pigel. So we'll say, watch this. So remember again. So we're going back and talking about the case of the Kitores and the Levona. Rabbi Meir Paskin. The Rebbe will say, even if you just offered one of them with a machshavas pigol, it becomes pigol and you're chayiv kares. So whether you offered the komets or you offered the levona or levona, ultimately again the mincha becomes pigol and you're chayiv kares. So let's analyze this. Michti kares lo mechayiv ad sheyikrevo komatirov. Now we kind of always seem to agree that one is not chayiv kares until one Rebbe saying until one has a machshavas pigol with komatirov. Komatirov means what? With all of the permitting aspects of the carbon. One is only chayiv pigol if one has a machshavas pigol. I should say one is only chayiv karis if one has a machshavas pigol for all of the matirin. The amar mar kartzas kosher ka kartzas pasul. Because the Rebbe say mar said, and this is actually a very important concept. The Rebbe say the same halachos that apply to create an effectiveness in the carbon, also apply for the invalidation of the carbon. What does that mean? Mahartsaos kosher, ach yikrevu komatirov. We'll say, just like in order to go ahead and make a carbon kosher, so ultimately, again, all of the matirin, all of the permitting parts of the carbon, have to be effective. So to af hartsaos pasul, ach yikrevu komatirov. We'll say, so too, ultimately, again, to make a carbon puzzle, all of the matirin have to be puzzle. For example, so we'll say, in the case of the carbon mincha, so we'll say, what that sounds like, again, is what we've been saying up until now, which is that in order to make a carbon puzzle, essentially, they're mirror processes. Whatever you need to make a carbon kosher, those are the same processes which must be undermined to make a carbon puzzle. So the Gemara says, so let's analyze this. So we'll say, now literally, so we'll say, the Rashi points out over here, they're talking about by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, by the Hazos Bifnim. So we'll say, so by the Hazos, by Yom Kippur, where we're doing the Hazos ultimately again in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Psula Kiman Dilo Adidami. So we'll say, if you start off, and let's say again, you don't have the right kavanos by the hazos bithnim, by the sprinkling of the carb of the blood inside the kodesh hakadoshim. Then what Rabbi saying? That invalidates the rest of the carbon. And even if you go through the motions of doing the other hazos, it's as if they have not been done. Ki hader madi behechol maya ba'almohu dekaavi. We'll say, so listen to this. So halacha lemais, what the Gemara is pointing out over here is as follows. If it's true that we follow this paradigm, that whatever is necessary to create carbonic effectiveness is also necessary to invalidate the carbon. So let's analyze this. Let's take Yom Kippur, for example. Let's say the Kohen goes ahead and does not follow through, does something inappropriate with the hazos, with the sprinkling that's on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They're both say, what does that do? That invalidates the carbon, which then means that even when he subsequently goes ahead and sprinkles the blood in the Heichel, ultimately again, he's only sprinkling water. In other words, we'll say that subsequent Hazos, ultimately again, is totally ineffective. Now we'll say, Bepashtos, why would Rabbi Meir hold that therefore again that could affect Pigol? In other words, we'll say, Rabbi Meir seems to be saying over here, that mefaglinan bechatsi matir, you could create pigol even with a partial avoda. What the Gemara is asking is a fundamental shaila. Let's say we're using Yom Kippur as an example. Once you do something invalid at the beginning of the avodah, then what? Then what? It essentially invalidates the rest. Now, what you were just saying is, according to Rabbi Meir, even if you go ahead and have a machshava spiegel by a partial avodah, that is enough to go ahead and undermine the avodah. But why? Once you go ahead and, for example, you do something inappropriate with the hazos, with the sprinkling of the blood inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Jose, that effectively invalidates everything else. Which means that when you're sprinkling the blood in the Kodesh, for example, what are you doing? You're sprinkling blood? Not really, that's the effect. It's the same thing as sprinkling water. So why would you be chayav for that? Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Mashkachas lo ba'arbaz parim u'bedalet zirim. So we'll say, so Rabba gives a more convoluted answer. Rabba says, the truth is, you will say you can figure this out in a case of where you're using four parim and four seirim. Rashi points out over here, Mashkachas lo, the hadukam Rabbi Meir pigul, ba'arba parim, pigul ben abadim, b'chom matnosov, v'nishpach adam, v'shachat acher, v'izal aparochas, v'echar ala kronos, v'echar letarosh amizbeach, v'cheven dekaim olam b'sei de yom akulu kapara b'fnei atzmo, v'yavdinu kilchas, and miskashar b'avodu b'hachi, afilu rabbanu de pligale de Rabbi Shimon. So what's that? So the Gemara essentially answers over here, which we're going to reject in just a moment. You could come up with a case like this, where ultimately, again, I will say, essentially, every time you shecht and you collect the blood, you spill the blood, and have the necessity to shecht another animal. So if you're shechting another animal, essentially, you're beginning again by each avoda. Fine. See, we're not going to spend time on that answer. Rav Amar Rav says, no. Let's refocus ourselves. Afilu tema bepar echad, usir echad. So we'll say, ultimately, again, let's refocus ourselves in dealing, ultimately, again, with one animal. So we'll say, so you hear what the Gemara is asking over here? The Gemara is asking, which is a very obvious shaila. The Gemara is asking a fundamental shaila, ultimately, again, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, you seem to be accepting the approach that mefaglinan bechatzi matir, that ultimately, again, you can affect pigul even through one avoda. I have a fundamental issue with that, says the Gemara. Because once you go ahead and, let's say, invalidate one avoda at the beginning, does that not effectively render the subsequent avodos invalid? And therefore, if you were to go ahead and have a machshavas pigul by any of those subsequent avodos, why should the karban become pigul? The karban is already invalidated. To which the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. Rava amra fil tema bapar echad b'sari echad lepigula meratza. We'll say this is very interesting. What does it mean, lepigula meratza? We'll say, look at the wider lines in Rashi, four lines down. Lepigula meratza ki hechi dimchasha b'shchita Kari le lezrika dam hapasol hazeh karba matirav lerazos the pigulo ki chashav le bechatzi zrika nami v'shasak bechatzi kol zman shel irv b'mishto b'machshav acheres habriti the pigulo. We'll say such what the Gemara says is as follows, that sometimes even a carbon that is compromised can still become pigul. Or as we'll say, that even though, again, there is an almost like a cloud of psul that's hanging over this, for pigul purposes, you could still make it pigul. I will say, it almost sounds like, it's not a knas, it's not really a knas, but it's saying over here is that, even though, again, the carbon's been compromised, ultimately, Rav Meir still holds that it's carbonically intact enough to ultimately become pigul. Okay, so the Gemara goes weiter. I suppose I say, the Gemara asks a final question. Going back, remember again, going back on the Mishnah that we started with today, the Gemara spoke about, tried to make a distinction between the blood applications on the inside and the blood applications on the outside. So the Gemara gave an example of the inner blood applications. And what was the example? Like the 43 blood applications of Yom Kippur. Of Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara asks on that. The Gemara says, Arban v'shalosh, are there really 43 blood applications on Yom Kippur? V'atayim, within another brisa, Arban v'sheva, there are 47 blood applications of Yom Kippur. To which the Gemara says, don't worry, Hakiman Dara Ma'arvin Lekranos, Hakiman Dara Im Arvin Lekranos. We'll say there's a machlokas. We'll say, what's the machlokas? It's actually very interesting. If you look at Rashi, Hakiman Dara, we'll say it's in the wider lines, seven lines in. Hakiman Dara, Pukti Rabbi Yosher Rabbi Yonasani, the Matan Akranos, Falakach Midam, Parmi Dam Asar. We'll say, listen to this. We know that we have blood of the cow and blood of the Sa'ir, of the goat. So we'll say, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is, are those blood applications of those respective bloods done differently, or are the bloods mixed together? If you hold that they're done together, then what? You have 43 hazos. If you hold that the bloods are mixed together, then what? Excuse me. If you hold the bloods are right, if you hold the bloods are done separately, you have 47 hazos. If you hold the bloods are mixed together, then what? You have 43 hazos, which is very interesting. The Gemara says, I have a hot tanya, I brought Mishmona. One second. There's another price of Osa that says what? It's not 43, it's not 47, it's 48. So we'll say, Hakimadar Mashirai Ma'akvin. Here's the interesting shayla. The shayla is ultimately again shvicha shirayim, the pouring of the leftover blood down the drain by the yisod. Is that considered to be part of the avodah zarah? Suppose you have to link this all together. So if you hold that halacha lemaisa, you offer up the blood of the sa'ir and the par separately, then that gets you to 47. Plus, if you hold that the pouring out of the blood is part of the avoda as well, then what? Then ultimately, again, that's 48. What's amazing about this, by the way, is this, unfortunately, is a manifestation of galus. So you'll say to yourself, how could there be a machlokis about this? After all, again, we know we had the Beis HaMikdash, we had the Beis HaMikdash, we know what the Kohen Gadol did. So we'll say again, after years of galus, it begins to become a little bit clouded. So we'll say, Emir HaTashem, we'll have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi ultimately to go ahead and tell us what's done on Yom Kippur. But we know ultimately we're dealing with a minimum of 43 and a maximum of 48. The 48 includes all the possibilities of separate applications for the par, separate applications for the sayer, and a pouring of the blood down the drain, ultimately, again, as part of the avoda. The Gemara goes weiter. So now the Gemara raises another kasha. When is this said? When is what said? Look at Rashi. Medar Amurim. B'tosefta d'minachos katani l'medar Amurim. Shamincha nifgila or nepagla ba'avoda achos. Now we'll say, going with the approach of Rabbi Meir, that a carbon could become pigle even with one avoda. When is that so? B'kmitza. We'll say that's true with the kmitza. B'maton kli, when putting the carbonic material in the utensil klisharis. B'hiluch, transporting the carbon. Avabolo lahaktara. Now we'll say, ultimately, again, if the Kohen comes to go in and burn the carbon, nasen es hakometz b'machshava, if he places the kometz with machshava's pigel, the es halavona b'shtiga, and I will say, he says nothing by the lavona, no kavana by the lavona, osha nasen es hakometz b'shtiga, the es halavona machshava, or he places the kometz b'shtiga, in other words, no explicit intent, but the lavona is placed with machshava's pigel, the Yemir Omer Pigol v'chayav n'alav karis. The Yemir Abosei says that Alocha l'maisa again. It's Pigol. And your chayav karis. The Charm the Chachamim say ain bo karis ad shi'ifagla v'chol amatir. And the Chachamim say Abosei that's what the carbon only becomes Pigol when until again you have machshavas Pigol v'chol amatir. And every step of the carbonically or any every necessary carbonic step. Katani miha Abosei. What do you see from here? You see from here that in Rabbi Meir, there's a case of where you did the komets b'shtika, no machshava by the komets, and yet what? You did have machshava's pigel by the lavona, and yet what does the Braisa say, Rabbi Meir? That it's pigel according to Rabbi Meir. What does that show you? That shows you once again that according to Rabbi Meir, the issue is not kala osa das rishono osa, because we'll say if it was kala osa das rishono osa, then it's wouldn't be pigel, because at the end of the day, you're not doing a das rishono. Now, what do you see from here? That according to Rabbi Meir is that mefaglinon or mefaglin bechatzim matir. That I will say even if you have machshavas pigel, even by one of the carbonic processes, that is enough according to Rabbi Meir to make it pigel. To which the Gemara says, "Ema kvar nasan es halavon machshava." So we'll say the Gemara says, "No. Say that according to Rabbi Meir, the case is where what? The case is where kvar nasan es halachshav machshava." We'll say where you already put the. You already went ahead and put the levona b'machshava, which Rabbi Osei indicates to us that the first stage was the machshava's pigul as well. To which the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. Chada dahinu resha, if that's the case, Rabbi Osei, that's the same thing as the first case in the Braisa, where ultimately, again, the kmitza was done with machshava's pigul. Va'od hatanya va'acharkach. Furthermore, the Braisa explicitly says, what? Acharkach, afterwards, which indicates to us that what? That halacha lemaisa, the first stage was not done with machshavas pigel, and the second stage was, to which the Gemara says, kasha, that is really a good question. So we'll say, for our purposes, although it's interesting to try to figure out what the approach of Rabbi Meir really is, to a certain point, halachically, it doesn't matter all that much. Why? Because we paskin like the Chachamim. We'll say, the Rambam in Hilchos Psuli HaMokdashin, Perek Tez Zayin, Halacha Zayin, says as follows, Chashav machshavas zman, b'shas kmitza, avalo b'shas likot halavona. Let's say a person had machshava zman. What's machshava zman? Machshava zman means that a person had in mind to eat the carbon outside of the prescribed time, which Rabbi Yosef means what? Pigol. Person has machshava pigol at the time of the kmitza, but not at the time of the taking of the lavona. Or you have in mind ultimately what? Machshavas pigol during the time of the lavona, but not during the kmitza. Harezu psula, the carbon is pasul, the eno pigol. But Rabbi Yosef, it is not pigol. Ad shi yachshav machshavas hazman bechol hamatir shua komets im alavona b'shas kmitza. Again, so we see that Raman Paskin is like the Chacham, namely what? In order for a carbon to become pigol, ultimately, again, you have to have machshavas pigol bechol hamatir in each and every one of the carbonically permitting steps. So we'll say that. Now again, I want to be clear. The Chachamim will agree that if you have machshavas pigol by one of the steps, what's the status of the carbon? It's possible, but it doesn't become pigol until you have machshavas pigol in all of the steps. So I'll stop over here. I'll share with you a short idea on the parasha.